The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dr. Taz Show. I am thrilled today to have with me Dr. Terry Walls. Dr. Walls has a fascinating story about her own personal health, but she is also, she's also a clinical professor of medicine at the University of Iowa, where she conducts clinical trials. She is a patient with secondary progressive multiple sclerosis, which confined her to a wheelchair for 4 years. Dr. Walls restored her health using a diet and lifestyle program she designed specifically for her brain and now pedals her bike to work each day. Welcome, Dr. Walls.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're thrilled to have you on and really want to learn more about your story. It sounds like a story that so many I know of my own patients would benefit from hearing. And then for my listeners, really a story of how you could heal yourself. And we'd love to learn kind of what happened to you. You were diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and tell us a little bit about that and what that experience was like and what happened next.
You know, so I'm an academic internal medicine doc and believed in the newest drugs, latest technology. I was very skeptical about complementary alternative medicine, integrative medicine. I thought it was a huge waste of time. And then, you know, God works in mysterious ways. I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2000. And I knew that within 10 years of diagnosis, half will be unable to work due to severe fatigue. And so I treated my disease aggressively. I sought out the best people, took the newest drugs. And still within 3 years, my disease had transitioned to secondary progressive MS. And in that form, functions once lost are gone forever. There's no more spontaneous improvement. It's just a steady decline. And that's really when I began to study the research myself. And I began experimenting on myself. I learned about ancestral health movement. I adopted the paleo diet, but continued to decline. I started learning about vitamins and supplements, and I still declined, but I slowed the speed of my decline, so I was very grateful. By the summer of 2007, I could not sit up in a regular chair anymore. I could walk very short distances. I was struggling with severe fatigue and was beginning to have problems with brain fog. My chief of staff told me that he was reassigning me to the traumatic brain injury clinic in about 6 months, and I'd be seeing patients directly, and I knew that was a job I couldn't possibly do. But as it turns out, I discovered the Institute for Functional Medicine. I took their course on neuroprotection, and I synthesized what I'd been learning on my own, the ancestral health movement and functional medicine, to create the protocol, diet and lifestyle that I now use. And by the time I got into the traumatic brain injury clinic, I was beginning to have more energy, more mental clarity, and I could actually do that clinic. And in 6 months, I'm walking around without a cane. And in 12 months, I'm able to do a 20-mile bike ride.
Oh, my gosh.
Fundamentally,
that's amazing.
Changes, you know,
that is amazing.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's really stunning. And so it really changes how I think about disease and health. It would change the way I practice. And so I started, and the traumatic brain injury clinic was the perfect place for me to be because now I'm very attuned to the fact that the brain can repair itself using diet and lifestyle. So that's what I focus on in that clinic. Then I would ultimately decide that I need to test my protocol in others with MS. And so we conduct a clinical trial, the first of many, testing my protocol in others with progressive MS.
Well, it's a fascinating story and just unbelievable. You're diagnosed in 2000, and it sounds like, you know, by, what is it, last year or the year before, you were actually able to be in a marathon again. So, I mean, just an amazing story and testament of not only you, but, I mean, I've had a similar experience. I know thousands of patients have had the same, where you go to the best doctors, you get the best drugs, you follow the research, you do the things we're all taught to do, only to continue to decline. And I'm curious to know, you know, I mean, there's so many different things to talk to you about, but, you know, you brought up a lot in just your story about ancestral health and the paleo diet. When you look back on your journey and the process of putting all the pieces of your health and your diagnosis together, what do you take away as being maybe the one or two things that were fundamentally the root of your multiple sclerosis? Are you able to identify that, both what the trigger may have been and also what may have really turned that switch on and got you on the healing path?
So as a child, I had early antibiotics, multiple antibiotics for tonsillitis and a removal of my tonsils. So I wrecked my microbiome at age 3. I grew up on a farm. We had a lot of exposure to agricultural chemicals.
Yes.
And in Iowa, 80% of the private wells are contaminated with atrazine herbicides. Big exposures there. I was also into art and woodworking, so a lot of solvents and heavy metals there. Then I went off to medical school and was really into drawing and being the Michelangelo. So I had double the dose because I went back to the growth lab and did all this extra drawing. And the following year, my MS symptoms started.
Huh.
So I think it was microbiome, toxin. And then I should also add, I became a vegetarian during college, actually during high school. And the way I interpreted my vegetarian diet probably led to some inadequate B12 intake. And I had probably developed gluten sensitivity when I had that altered microbiome. So that added to it as well.
So for our listeners, again, just to remind you, and I say this often with autoimmune disease, and I'm sure Dr. Walls agree, it's always multiple hits. It's usually not a single hit. The more we dig into research and how autoimmune disease expresses itself, some of us think it goes all the way back to conception and even preconception, where genes are being turned on and they're being determined by the micronutrient environment of your mother and your father. So an autoimmune story goes back really far, but it's not just one hit, it's multiple things that happen. And as an aside, Dr. Walls, I've been having patients testing positive for atrazine with a lot of different neurodegenerative disorders. MS is one, Parkinson's is another, you know, all kinds of weird vestibular migraines and things like that. So, and many of those patients too have this history. They were on a farm, they play golf all the time, places where you get exposed to a lot of chemicals. So once you understood the triggers and maybe how all of that works, what was critical in healing you? What do you think the most important pieces of your healing were?
I think it's pretty interesting. You know, in 2002, early on, my neurologist told me about the paleo diet. And so after 20 years of being a vegetarian, I gave up all grain, all legumes, all dairy. So the paleo diet, though I love it, was not sufficient to heal me. Was reading the basic science, adding a variety of vitamins to support my mitochondria, which were helpful at slowing my decline, but were not sufficient to heal me. I took the functional medicine course on neuroprotection, had a longer list of vitamins, and while that was helpful, that really didn't turn things around in a dramatic way. But when I took my interpretation of the paleo diet and the list of things that I was taking, it was about 17 at the time, and researched where they were in the food supply, and now restructured my paleo diet to get all the stuff from food, which, by the way, meant suddenly I was eating many more vegetables and a very modest amount of meat. Mm-hmm. That's when there was this dramatic increase in energy, dramatic improvement in mental clarity, and steady progress in being able to exercise more effectively. So I think it was the dietary changes that I made based on all the nutrients that I realized that my mitochondria and brain needed. And it was that reorganization of the diet that probably shifted the gene expression and shifted the microbiome that really began the healing process in a very fundamental way.
I know one thing many listeners may be thinking and ask, and I get asked this all the time, once you make these diet shifts and you really understand the type of diet that you need to be on, how long did it take to see a result? Did it take a couple months? Did it take a year?
Well,
how long did
it
take?
So this is sort of incremental. I went from paleo and went to the paleo in 2002. I started adding vitamins and supplements in 2007 or in 2004, a lot more in 2007. And then in December, I reimagined my paleo diet this new way. By the end of January, so in just 1 month, I could tell that I had greatly improved energy, greatly improved mental clarity. My ability to move and exercise steadily improved over the next 2 to 3 months. In my clinic,
fantastic,
where we now get to use these protocols in the lifestyle clinic, it follows really a pretty similar pattern. In the first 2 weeks, people have some withdrawal. They're cranky. They think I'm the doctor from hell. But the end of 4 weeks, their energy is improving. Mental clarity is improving. Pain is often markedly reducing. And then over the next several months, blood pressures are improving. Blood sugars are improving. And their need for a wide variety of prescription meds are certainly changing and usually going down. Gait improvements, motor strength, for that to happen, typically we need to get physical therapy, occupational therapy involved. Mm-hmm. But the person is usually much more successful with their exercise program after they've been in the dietary program, you know, anywhere from 2 to 4 months.
So again, that message that food is really key, and you know, as we talk about all the time, food is your first medicine. You know, no matter how many other things you add, until you get that diet component right, it's really hard to see tangible results quickly. It's, you know, how has this? You mentioned your clinic, and you know, you talked about seeing a lot of TBI, or for those listening, that's traumatic brain injury patients. How have you changed in your approach to those patients, or in your approach to what, you know, to who you're seeing in your clinic? Kind of, where do you begin? What do you do first? Sort of fill us in on
shifted. There's 2 million TBIs every year, so huge epidemic of that happening. Most docs would say, well, you're just going to recover or not, and we'll treat you psychiatrically with psych drugs if we need to. Mm-hmm. I came into the clinic and said, wait a minute, there's a whole lot we can do by addressing diet and lifestyle. Because when you have the traumatic brain injury, it releases a huge amount of inflammation and mitochondrial damage. So fixing their diet was key. I also talk about stress-reducing practices and improving sleep. But the number mm-hmm. one was fixing the diet, you know, getting them off sugar and gluten, and ramping up the vegetables. And I try hard to get people to be paleo as opposed to gluten-free, because too many gluten-free products are filled with sugar and white flour, and are really still quite terrible for you.
And do you see, so in a lot of my TBI patients, there's a lot of anxiety or depression or cognitive delay or those type of things. Do you see the diet being enough over a period of time to correct some of that?
We had tremendous success. Depression, anxiety, irritability, severe disruption to family life, work life, very, very common in our TBI clinic. And we could tell mm-hmm. who had seen me, because the people who had seen me had understood how powerful diet was and started implementing our program, had marked reduction in symptoms, marked improvement in their ability to get along with family and to get along with their coworkers. So diet is the most important thing you can have a TBI person do.
And essentially that diet is taking the neuroinflammation down. Is that the correct way to think about it?
Yeah, that's a great way. So we drive down the inflammation, and we make sure the brain has all the building blocks it needs to repair those axons, repair the wiring, and repair the structure that got damaged in that blast or that concussive episode. And it helps people understand that you got to have the building blocks for the brain to repair itself. If you eat junk, the brain can't repair itself.
And I see so much on TBIs, and it's an area that's, you know, fascinating to me just from a medical standpoint. What are your thoughts on, you know, high oxygen therapy for TBIs, or structural chiropractics for TBIs, or any of the other supplements out there for TBIs? Where do you think some of that fits into treating the brain injured patient?
You know, they can be helpful, but if you don't fix the diet, the amount of benefit that you'll get will be very small. If you fix the diet, you may or may not need these other therapies. Addressing the diet, addressing sleep, getting the person moving, it absolutely has to be foundational. Now, there may still be benefit from targeted vitamins and supplements. There may be some patients who will benefit from hyperbaric oxygen therapies. And people who've had traumatic brain injury may have had disruption to their cervical alignment and their spinal alignment, so you certainly want to address that. But to do that in place of addressing diet and lifestyle will not yield very much results.
Well, this is definitely, I think, a hopeful message to the listeners. Many of them may be mothers of athletes that have had a TBI, or someone that's been in an accident and has had a TBI. And the impact of a TBI person within your family is so powerful. I mean, it causes everything, as I'm sure you well know, to, you know, trouble in a marital relationship, trouble for a child to perform in school. I mean, I've seen the whole range of what TBIs can do. And if food can be a fundamental way to fix this, we need to all jump in and scream this message. I mean, this is so critical. I've seen families fall apart after a TBI within the family. So I think that's an important and really, really important message to drive home. I'm curious, you know, I know what you do now in clinic. I know a little bit about your story. The WALS protocol. Tell us about that. I've seen you write about it. I've seen you speak about it. I would love for my listeners to learn maybe just a little bit of what that's about and how they can maybe dig even deeper into that.
So I'm committed to helping the I'm committed to doing the research to make teach my colleagues how to change their medical practices. But I'm also committed to teaching the public that the things I advocate, making these healthful changes to your diet, addressing stress and sleep, have profound impact on reducing symptoms from all types of autoimmune conditions, reversing diabetes, heart disease, addressing Parkinson's, early Alzheimer's. And so I wrote the book, The WALS Protocol, that outlines the protocol I use in my traumatic brain injury clinic, in our therapeutic lifestyle clinic, and in my clinical research. And I explain the science behind the way why I crafted it the way I did, and the studies that we were doing. And then the other thing that I have discovered now running this clinic for several years is that so many people have forgotten how or never learned how to prepare home-cooked meals. And they didn't realize that, you know, that's a critical part of learning how to improve the quality of the diet, being able to afford eating the way I recommend, is learning how to cook at home. And that's not hard. It can be fun. It's a great family activity. So in my clinics, we have cooking classes, and we give people food samples, and they realize that, you know, bacon and greens really can be the most delicious vegetable that your family's going to love.
I love it.
Can be wonderful. And so we teach people how to make things that don't take much time, that are inexpensive. We teach them how to reduce food waste. So you can do this without having to spend a lot more money on your food budget. So we do that in our clinics. Then, to make it easier for all those thousands and millions of people who are following me, I've created the companion cookbook, The WALS Protocol Cooking for Life, which gives people the tools to begin cooking at home and to implement these concepts to reverse their chronic health problems, whether it's autoimmune or a mental health issue, a neurologic issue, or a medical problem.
And those are going to be amazing resources, listeners, because, again, so many of you tell me, you know, once you get the information on how to eat healthy or someone even talks to you about some of the changes you might need to make in your diet, it's that big gap of, well, how do I make this a reality? How do I put this in place? What should I make? And I'll often find myself, it was sort of our motivation for doing our Kitchen Cures YouTube series, but I'll often find myself jotting down quick recipes in your treatment plan. So having a resource like this would be a wonderful companion to really understanding how to cook in a way that's healing. So it's The WALS Protocol and the companion guide, the cookbook as well. Where can they, where can my listeners learn more about you, Dr. WALS, and more about your work, and also where to get these books?
So when I go to my website, Terry WALS, Terry WALS, WAHLS.com, they've got links to get the book. We have some free resources that'll be great for people who are ordering the books to get them launched. We have my Facebook page, Terry WALS, MD, my Twitter, at Terry WALS. We have research that I do, and so if people are interested in a research program, contact us at msdietstudy@healthcare.uio.edu. And I'll send you the links to that so people can reach out and see if they'd be eligible for any of our research studies.
Well, whether you have MS, multiple sclerosis, another autoimmune disease, a traumatic brain injury, I urge you to check out Dr. WALS' book and her companion cookbook, maybe even check out some of the studies that she's involved in as well, as she works to really shift the way we all treat patients with these different diseases. And we, as really shift our thinking in autoimmune, kind of the whole autoimmune world and how to approach an autoimmune patient. Dr. Walls, thank you for your time today. I appreciate it. It's a powerful story of healing yourself with food and really thinking through any autoimmune disease or any chronic disease, beginning with food as medicine before we do anything else. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.